may have dodged a bullet yesterday in LaSalle County and out in Ottawa, Illinois, because it was looking pretty bad for a while.
Tornado go over the river, right over here, and it was all kinds of debris going around in a circle, and it was just, I was in a panic at the same time, but it was scary.
At least 7 tornadoes hit Illinois, did kill 1 in Ottawa, injured 10. Here's the LaSalle County Sheriff, Tom Templeton.
Oh, we've been very lucky as far as injuries go. It could have been way worse. So, yeah, we're very fortunate. If you can call it fortunate, we're very fortunate.
Ray, the governor is expected to stop by a little bit later on this morning.
Yeah, there were some tense moments down there. You know, we talked about the retirement home where the 68 folks were, and there were only 5 people with minor injuries. There was a Rutland grade school. They were doing a youth volleyball game. Could have been a lot worse down there yesterday. So, man, I'll tell you, some people dodged a bullet.
Director of the Illinois Emergency Management Agency joins us now. He's also our Deputy State Homeland Security Advisor. Mr. James Joseph is back. Mr. Joseph, welcome back to Double Dallas. I believe I talked to you last time right after Fairdale, if I'm not mistaken.
We did. We spoke right after those deadly tornadoes as well. Sorry, it's, again, under these circumstances, John, but thanks for having me this morning.
What will the state be doing this morning to help the people in Ottawa and LaSalle County?
Actually, what we started last night. At about 6 o'clock, the governor activated the State Emergency Operations Center. And what that did was it made any and all state resources available to any community that was going to be impacted by these storms. You know, we speak about the 7 or so tornadoes that impacted the LaSalle County, Ottawa area, and a line from there northeast. We had a total of 16 reports of tornadoes, including in southern Illinois. And unfortunately, this morning, there is now a 2nd death confirmed down in southern Illinois in White County as a result of the storm last night. So a lot of activity on the response phase last night and overnight. And now we're moving into the recovery phase this morning.
You know, you look at some of the destruction that goes on in a plate. A small town was hit extra hard. What happens when somebody loses their home and they have nowhere to go? Maybe they don't have friends to stay with or neighbors that can take them in. How does the government step up? How does your office help them?
Yeah, so again, the first and foremost good news is a majority of people have family or friends to stay with. But in the event that there isn't someone that they can go to, or if it happens so late in the evening where they can't make those arrangements, we work very closely with our partners at the American Red Cross, with the Salvation Army, not just when a disaster happens. I have full-time Red Cross people working in my building down in Springfield every day. We're working on mass care plans and sheltering plans. So when an event such as this occurs, we can very quickly mobilize and stand up a shelter with overnight supplies and blankets and cots and comfort kits for kids if we need to ensure that we have whatever support we can to bring as much normalcy as we can to an already devastating situation.
Everybody complains about government, right? I mean, everybody bitches about the cost of government. When things like this happen, that's where you want your state agencies to be well-equipped and ready to roll.
Yes, and, you know, we're very fortunate that we have that in Illinois. We have been very judicious, even with our federal grant dollars in the last several years to ensure that we have mutual aid resources for police and fire. And that's what you saw working last night. You saw police departments and fire departments contacting each other within the local region to get support into those communities. And that's part and parcel. I'm very proud of what Illinois has done for several years, even since post 9/11, to establish solid mutual aid agreements for police and fire and to work with our police and fire mutual aid partners to ensure the response is quick and efficient in time of need.
Now, once you get past the heavy destruction and some of the houses that were just slightly damaged, is there anything you'd like to tell some of the maybe the elderly folks or people that need to be careful of contractors that are going to be coming into the neighborhood saying, yeah, I can take care of this. I'm going to need a down payment now before we do the work.
Absolutely. I mean, what we have is we want to make sure that everyone contacts their insurance companies. If anyone has any pushback from their insurance companies, we have the State Department of Insurance that has a unit devoted to helping people navigate this process and the system if that takes place. But work through your insurance providers first. Be very wary, young and old alike, of fly-by-night contractors that could come to an area. And that's another way that the state helps. We work with the Attorney General's office, and before a contractor could go into a damaged area, if it's sealed off or secured where only residents can go in, we're working to vet those individuals and those companies to make sure that we don't have anyone with a bad record or someone that just stood up overnight trying to come in and further victimize victims of the storm already. So we do that in many large-scale disasters and emergencies, and we'll continue to focus on that throughout these smaller ones as well.
All right, Mr. Joseph, I hear your phone ringing. It's probably the governor. We'll let you go.
Thank you so much, John. Have a good one.
You too. That is James Joseph, director of the Illinois Emergency Management Agency.
Governor's calling saying, hey, about that surplus.
So Laura's parents died, and right there in LaSalle County, I caught this on one of the stations. Laura's parents died, and she was cleaning out. You know, as you always have to do this. You just went through it, obviously.
Yeah, you got to figure out what you're going to do with the stuff and kind of pare it down, and what happens next.
And in life, timing is everything. So she took the heirlooms she wanted to keep, and put them out on the porch yesterday afternoon.
I have everything on the front porch from my parents had just died.
And then about 4 o'clock, as we saw on the TV stations, storm bearing down from the west.
It was all sentimental stuff. And there's no saving it now.
No, it's spread out. I'm not making light of this. But, you know, again, be prepared. And especially this time of year, it can happen quickly.
I didn't hear nothing. My ears started popping. That's what told me to get downstairs.
You know, I remember when Fairdale happened, there were people that lost pictures and letters and
show up,
and people show up, they're like, hey, you know, there were, you know, checkbooks and stuff like that. So now, you know what, not all is lost. Have a little faith.